The Northern Kentucky University Philharmonic is preparing for their first ever international tour to Dublin, Ireland, and surrounding cities in June of 2018. The orchestra is on a mission to share their music with the world far beyond Highland Heights, Kentucky, engaging new audiences, raising awarenesses and funds for Irish charities, and immersion in a different culture. Good evening. I'm Elaine Deal for Around Cincinnati. My guests are Dr. Amy Gillingham, Professor of Strings and Director of Orchestras at NKU, and violinist Polly Rosner with the NKU Philharmonic. Welcome, ladies. Thank you for stopping by.
Thank you for having us.
Yes, thank you.
So the NKU School of Arts has made huge strides over the past few years. Dr. Amy Gillingham, is the Philharmonic the top group in the music department?
It's definitely one of our top groups. We've grown a lot in size and in quality. NKU is now in its 50th season as a university, and we're calling it its unstoppable season.
Who are the members? Who makes up the orchestra?
It's a full symphony orchestra. So we have strings, and we have woodwinds, and we have brass and percussion.
And about how many members?
We're approaching 60 right now. We have about 55 and growing.
Are your members music majors?
We have music majors, minors, and we actually have a lot of really successful non-majors. One of the things that we have at NKU are a lot of students that maybe major in biology and other majors and are really successful and quality players on their instruments. And we really welcome all of them to participate in our ensembles.
Polly Rosner, you are a music major at NKU. What made you choose NKU to pursue your career in music?
Something that really drew me to NKU was just there was so much room for potential and growth. And also there was such a personal relationship between the professors and their students that I didn't necessarily see at other music schools across the country. So I was really excited to get more of that one-on-one time at NKU.
How much of a time commitment is being in the orchestra for you?
It's definitely a large time commitment, but it's one that definitely pays off as well. You know, you have to treat it just like any one of your other classes, prepare your music, and you have to practice, and you have to fulfill all of those roles. And there's also a lot of people depending on you, too.
Amy, do you have to audition to get in the Philharmonic?
You do have to audition. So we only take the best and the brightest, whether they're music majors, minors, non-majors. So every single member of the orchestra, just like Polly, are really competent, quality musicians. And they're also really hungry and excited to be there, which is one of my favorite things about being a part of the group.
Polly, did you have any idea you were going to get to go to Ireland when you entered NKU?
I had no idea. When I first started my first semester at NKU, it was kind of unheard of for the orchestra to travel. And at the time, it was much smaller in size. But lately, there's just been so much momentum. I think Dr. Gillingham has done such a wonderful job with our ensemble. Everyone is so excited and enthusiastic about it. So I'm not surprised that Ireland is the next step.
The orchestral program is really only about 15 years old at NKU. So this really is our first tour of really any kind. I think the orchestra has gone out and done some concerts out of town before, but this is really our first tour. And I thought, why not just go way across the pond and, you know, go big or go home? So we're definitely really excited to give these concerts in Ireland.
Dr. Gillingham, what are the dates of the tour in Ireland?
Our tour dates are May 31st through June 6th, 2018.
Did you travel when you were a music student?
I did. And I think we only build ourselves up as musicians and as human beings in general when we go outside of our comfort zones and we see different people of different cultures and we expose them to a little bit of ourselves and we see a little bit of them. And I think expanding our worldview is so important. And I think the sooner that we can do that, the better. And it's not only important in this tour for us to be playing music, but I think for these young people in their college life to have a chance to experience life abroad and culture abroad, that's going to be an experience that will last a lifetime.
Now, how did you choose Ireland?
A lot of different ways. I had always wanted to visit Ireland. And when I looked at different places for us to tour, I thought, you know, there's a lot of cultural things that are sort of similar between Kentucky and Ireland. You know, we have our bluegrass music and they have their Celtic fiddling. And as I looked about kind of our common philosophies and goals of the type of concert we wanted to put on and the type of concerts the people of Ireland really liked, I thought it would be a really great place to be. I wasn't really interested at this time of doing a real zipped up kind of formal concert in Vienna. I wanted to do a concert for the people in Ireland and a little bit more of a casual format. And so when we go there, we're going to be doing different types of concerts. Some of them are a little bit more formal and some of them are a little bit more lunchtime because we really want to share our music with everybody, not just the highbrow types that would typically come to a formal classical orchestral type of a concert. So as I was looking at different places for us to share it, it really only made sense to start with Ireland.
I love that orchestras are now taking classical music out to the people. They're getting out of the music halls and into parks and workplaces and storage containers. How much experience do you have playing off of the formal concert stage, Polly?
I think I have a decent amount. Definitely most of my short music career has been in the formal setting, but I've also played with rock bands. I've played in bluegrass groups. So I'm really excited to go to Ireland and get a chance to do a little bit of both, more of the classical side and also more of just the folk side as well.
So a couple of logistics questions. Will you be staying in hotels? Do you have host families?
Yeah, we do have a series of hotels lined up while we're traveling in Ireland. We'll be kind of based out of three different cities, Dublin, Cork, and Limerick. So we're very fortunate to have found some nice hotels for us to be based out of while we're there.
Is the entire group going?
Almost the entire group, a lot more than we anticipated. We thought it was going to be more of a chamber orchestra, and there was so much interest that we have nearly about 50 people going.
I'm guessing that there's probably some fundraising that needs to happen along with
this. There's definitely a lot of fundraising, and so much so that we're really calling this entire year the Downbeat to Dublin, because it's really a journey, because really preparing for something is almost just as important as the experience sometimes. And so as we're preparing, we're doing a series of activities, fundraisers, and you kind of mentioned concerts outside the concert hall, and we're doing a lot of those to raise funds. We just had a group of students playing at the Queen Bee Marathon. So you can't get more outside of the concert hall than playing outside at 7 a.m. in the cold. So doing things like that, I think, is just really preparation for a lot of things. And so we're calling that Downbeat to Dublin, and in doing a lot of events, obviously to raise funds, but I think also to get out of our element and also to raise awareness for the good quality work that all the students are doing at NKU School of the Arts and the orchestra.
You mentioned playing in the cold. So I'll ask you, Polly, as a violinist, are you going to be in some really different kinds of weather, some different humidities or altitudes, and how will that affect your instrument?
Yes, absolutely. From what I've been told from Dr. Gillingham, there's a lot of rain, so definitely that will be affecting our instruments, especially for the students who play larger instruments who also have to play rental instruments and aren't necessarily familiar and very intimate with that particular instrument. So it's definitely going to be some adjusting, but we're ready to take that on.
Is this part of any kind of exchange program? Will you be hosting any Irish musicians, or this is just your tour?
Well, we're not hosting any here in the United States, but one of the things that I also wanted to make sure as I was planning this, I didn't want to just jump on a plane, play some concerts, and come home. I really wanted this to just be very impactful and to get the very most out of this. So we're working to partner with some ensembles in Ireland. So we get to work with some Irish musicians and share some concert time with them, because that was really important. And we're also partnering with some Irish charities, because I feel like we're going to go there and we're going to get a lot from the experience of Ireland, and we would really like to make a positive impact and leave something for them outside of even just some beautiful music. So we're partnering with the Sarnelli House, which is an Irish-run orphanage, and it's actually an orphanage run in Thailand. So I feel like, you know, we come from one continent, we're going to another continent, and it's benefiting yet another continent. So there's really kind of three continents involved in this tour. So we're really excited about that.
So how many performances total while you're there?
There are three performances, two evening more formal performances, and then we're also doing a performance at a very, very old church called St. Canis in Kilkenny, and that's part of a church service, and then we're going to give a noontime concert after that service. So it's a great opportunity to be kind of part of a cultural experience there in a very historic church and get to experience their beautiful organ and some of their culture.
What repertoire will you play over there?
Well, that's to be determined, but the Irish do really enjoy our American music. So our tour will definitely include some of our homegrown American music for sure.
The whole year is kind of gearing up towards this, Polly. What else is on the Philharmonic's schedule for the 2017-18 season prior to your tour?
Quite a lot. I know there's definitely our performance of The Messiah with our NKU Chamber Choir that is upcoming. as well as our performance of Mozart's Impresario with our opera department. And then I know in the spring of 2018, we also have a finale of our concerto competition, which is taking place this semester.
It's a pretty exciting school year, I gotta say. It's called Downbeat to Dublin, this entire year preparing for a big adventure in June. NKU Philharmonic's year-long preparation for the Irish tour in June of 2018. Our guests have been Dr. Amy Gillingham, Director of Orchestras and Professor of Strings at Northern Kentucky University, and Polly Rosner, Violinist and Senior at Northern Kentucky University. Dr. Gillingham and Polly, best wishes and safe travels. For WVXU, I'm Elaine Deal.